Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. A clutter coach and professional organizer, Julie also offers tips to help you get clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Today's show is sponsored by My Wardrobe Genie. My Wardrobe Genie is an easy, affordable way to organize clothes in your closet and make the clothing you want to wear easy to find in an organized closet when you want it. It means feeling good about what you select from your closet to wear each day. For more information, please visit allsetsolutions.com. Hey everyone, the kitchen is the heart of the home. What is your kitchen saying about you? Kitchens are also equipped to help us have good nutrition, and if your kitchen is in total disarray, what are you going to do? We're going to give you tips and tricks today on your pantry and fridge, because that's where it starts. That's where good nutrition starts. It's about the family coming together, enjoying everyone, and even if you're single, you want to create an atmosphere where you can relax, enjoy yourself, and have good health and good nutrition. Liz Taylor learned the value of organizing after moving to 3 states in 10 years with her husband, 2 kids, and 2 dogs. Her experience moving has been a great inspiration to her organizing, and she loves to work with people to create a routine that works for them and make their dream space come true. She's a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers and Marketing Director for NAPO NC. Liz lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and is a Girl Scout leader and active in the PTA. She enjoys yoga, kayaking, walking her dogs, and experimenting with her garden. Welcome, Liz.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Julie. I'm really excited.
Okay, well, let's get started because I know we've got lots of good stuff to talk about today. What are the most common areas or ways people create clutter in the fridge and pantry?
The most common ways I think people create clutter in their fridge and pantry are buying too much food at one time and not keeping track of really what they have and what they need. So I think, I personally shop at, let's say, BJ's, and I shop at Costco, but I find like people buy a lot more than they actually need. I buy certain refrigerated foods, but I actually don't buy a lot of refrigerated foods. I buy some more freezer foods or pantry foods, things that are going to stay good longer, but I try not to overbuy. If, you know, nobody needs 500 tomatoes. So, right. You know, you try to purchase that stuff more on a weekly or daily basis and not store it. And also, the other thing I find is, like, and I can be guilty of this too, I love my condiments. I have a bazillion condiments. I used to tease my mom about it, but I do that now too. And, you know, condiments go bad too. So, you know, if you buy the giant jar of mustard but you don't use it, it doesn't stay good. So then you're kind of stuck with the mustard that you don't use and this you don't use, and then you don't go through it, and then it becomes just kind of a tangled mess.
Yeah, fantastic. I agree with you. Now, there's certain things, like my husband is lactose intolerant, so we get the almond milk because It comes in a 3-pack because he drinks that daily, and it's a value savings. Although I just discovered they have a big jumbo bag of kale, spinach, and I think parsley or something. But I'm trying to eat healthier, and so I'm having a smoothie each day with berries that I got over the summer and froze. So that is something that I'll use within the week to motivate me more.
Right, and I personally do also like to buy fresh vegetables. I use some company that brings them in, and I have them delivered to my door, so I really enjoy that. As far as herbs and spices goes, I like to either grow my own, or I do buy them. You know, you buy the big package at the supermarket, and again, what always happens that goes bad at the bottom, you know, and you're like stuck kind of pulling the little parsley out. So what I started doing is I use it for a couple of days, and then I put it in the oven on 200 and dry it out on a little piece of aluminum foil. And then you just kind of crinkle it up and put it back in the spice jar. So if you have little glass spice jars, just label them. And then you have fresh herbs all the time. And you don't have to go out and spend $5 on a little tiny thing from McCormick's.
Oh, I am stealing that idea. Thank you so much, because that's something that our on our to-do, we had to get the yard done this year, but having a nice garden is on the to-do list for next year. What are some of the adverse effects of having a cluttered pantry and fridge? Because I think sometimes people don't think of the consequences. You know, oh, it's a mess, but it's really not affecting me, but actually it is.
I found that the biggest consequence is obviously eating out, because it's so easy just to drive by and pick up food on your way home, because the idea of cooking just sits on people's shoulders like a weight. And they just, they're hungry and they're tired, and they just are like that one little thing in their way, which is the idea of getting their meal together, is just overwhelming. It's just like the last straw. And it's just, that obviously is the biggest thing. I mean, the next thing is obviously a connection. I feel like, I mean, as I always say, the kitchen is really the heart of your home. And when you kind of sit down with a bag of food and everybody takes it off in different directions, you're losing that, even if it's 30 minutes to connect with your family, or, you know, even for yourself, even if you're a single person, even for yourself to sit down and maybe think for 5 minutes. I eat lunch by myself every day. I eat at home. I use that time to read a book. I use that time sometimes to just meditate. So, I mean, it's just a time to either reconnect with yourself or reconnect with your family. And those are the two biggest things I see people missing when they don't eat at home and cook at home.
Now, I want to know, you're a professional organizer, yet you took a class on nutrition. Why was that?
Well, again, I found that I was going into people's homes and finding that, you know, even though if they wanted to work on mail or they wanted to work on the bedroom, and we would always do that, but I always found like everything kind of led back to the kitchen. Because you start your day in the kitchen, you get up, you get dressed, you make yourself a cup of coffee, you want something to eat. And there were so many things that I felt were going on in the kitchen, but I also felt like as an organizer, great, I can make it look good, I can put the dishes in the right place, but then I felt like I was missing a piece of it, because I didn't want to tell people about their food and how to organize their food if I didn't really know the best way for them to eat. Now, I'm not a nutritionist, but I at least thought I should have the basic tools. I'm telling them canned foods aren't the way to go, frozen foods are better, you know, all of the little things. And then if they say why, and you know, then you have to have at least a reason. Well, canned foods have more sodium, and you know, fresh frozen food actually, you know, keeps their nutrition longer. Those were things I wanted to make sure that when I was speaking with my clients about the best way to organize their kitchens and pantries, I knew those things. So I felt like the nutrition class was really going to be the way to go for me, so that I could really stand by the way I organized their kitchens.
Excellent. So how can having an organized fridge and pantry help us in creating better health?
Well, again, I mean, just all of the little tips and tools that you could use. First of all, obviously not eating out. Eating out, the food has loads of sodium. It has a lot of preservatives. It has a lot of dyes and chemicals in it. When you're eating at home, at least you know what you're getting. You know, when you're making a hamburger on your grill or your George Foreman grill or even broiling it in your oven, you know that it's going to have the ground beef and the spices that you put in, and you know what's in it, and you know that if you have a sodium issue or if you have a lactose issue or a food allergy or you just really feel like you need to eat more greens, you know what's in your food. And to me, that's really important. As a family, we don't eat out very often. So, I mean, we do, like everybody, we eat out occasionally, but I like to know what's in my food. I like to know that I've touched it, I put it in there, that if I sneezed, at least it's my sneeze, not some other person's sneeze in there. There's, you know, it's just healthier, and I enjoy knowing what's in my food.
I love hearing you talk about this, because I think this is such an important topic. And one thing that we have as a family have made the change is that I'm cooking more, because I'm convinced that my downfall, I married an Italian, I never ate pasta, you know, when I was single, and so we needed pasta now. But in our effort to eat better, I'm cooking more. And here's an example that you're probably like, oh my gosh, what a ding-dong for so long. First of all, I love Pinterest, because every recipe I've tried, I have to tell you, is really good. But in an effort to eat better, we were at Costco, and I was like, okay, well, I call snacky snacks for my husband when I pack his dinner for work, and so I was like, hey, gluten-free, they're low, blah, blah, blah. And then we got them like, well, first of all, even for Costco, this is expensive, because I'm always thinking, okay, if they're 15 bars, whatever price, found a price on a thing on Pinterest, so it was like Rice Krispies, I used organic peanut butter honey, I modified it, put a little oat bran in it, and I have to tell you, it was as good as what that was. It didn't have the preservatives, it didn't have everything else, and it tasted good. So even if it was still a treat and had some chocolate in it, I'm convinced because it's, you know, doesn't have the preservatives and everything, it's a step in a better direction.
I agree. I mean, I do shop at BJ's for certain items, but I mean, an example in my family is that my kids were always drinking juice when they were little, and you know, you have to water it down, and there's a lot of, I started reading the ingredients on the juice, you know, high fructose corn syrup, and you know, then anything that has an aid in it, the aid, you don't want to know what they aid that food with. So what I started to do is one day I was looking at a lemon juice bottle. And I was like, you know, the lemon juice seems really, like lemonade seems really easy to make. So I tried it. I tried making the lemonade from the back of the bottle. I used lemon juice concentrate. And, you know, obviously there's sugar in it. I experimented with the recipe. And now I can tell you my kids will not drink anything else. We drink, and my neighbor's kids have opinions on it. We all have our favorite fruit. We put frozen fruit in our lemonade, and we cut the sugar in half. So now I make a gallon of lemonade with frozen blueberries, frozen strawberries, frozen peaches in it. We've tried a million different fresh fruits, frozen fruits. Everybody likes frozen blueberries. They're really healthy. And it's nice to know that every time I go into my pantry, I have all the ingredients that I need, and I have all the tools that I need. To literally in the morning when my kids are getting up for school, if we don't have lemonade, I can make it in 5 minutes and have frozen blueberries in it.
That's wonderful. Well, invite me over anytime because it sounds really good. But this leads into a really great question. What are your tips to help people avoid pantry clutter?
My tips to help people avoid pantry clutter is really, I like to say, I play a game with my clients, which one of these is not like the other? So when you're looking at your food, just sort of in your head, you have to decide what belongs together and then put it there. So I have tools where I keep all of my cans on one side. I have a little organizer. It's kind of like looks like little steps. It's kind of an accordion with little steps. I put all my cans on there so I can actually see all of my cans. I use the same thing for my spices. I put my baking items together. The sugar, the baking soda, the dark chocolate, whatever I'm going to be baking with. Pasta goes in one spot. And then I always make sure that once a week I just pick through my pantry and make sure everything gets back in the right place. Because between my husband and my two kids, and sometimes even my dog gets in my pantry, she has been known to like pull things off the shelf and eat things. I want to make sure that everything gets put back in the right place. I keep dried fruit in one spot, and I use a lot of little bins to put smaller things in. I also say, and this sounds really funny, and I know a lot of people like to use a million different bags and other, I don't like to take my food out of its original packaging. I try as best as I can to keep it in the original packaging because first of all, I have friends with food allergies. I like to be really sensitive to the fact that if I offer them something to eat, that they can look at the nutritional, they can look at the ingredients. And I also like to know what's in my food, obviously. That's why I took the nutrition class. So I like to just every once in a while, even if I just bought something on a whim or my kids want to try something, if I can keep it in the original packaging, I can take it down and review how it fits into our diet. So if I buy granola bars because my kids are at the store and they really wanted granola bars, I will buy them, but I will then take them home and review how they fit in. Are they going to be sort of a meal replacement? Or are they going to be, I call them candy bars, you know, if they have enough sugar in them, when I read it, I say, okay, these are going to be candy bars. But I can't do that if I take them all out of their original packaging and put them into a pretty little jar. So my pantry doesn't have a lot of pretty jars in it. It just has a lot of original packaging.
Fantastic. I like that. I think that's an excellent tip. So you can compare that. I just think that's really smart. Now, what about fridge clutter? Because that's another place that can get junked up really quickly.
Well, fridge clutter can be fun. I personally like to store my leftovers because I think leftovers is a huge issue for everyone, right? Like you make a meal, you have a little bit too much, you put it in, wrap it in aluminum foil or put it in a jar and it gets stuck in the back of the fridge. So what do you do with that? Well, it's going to happen, right? I mean, sometimes you just don't need, you make a little bit more. I personally try to use jars or Corningware or whatever where I can see what's in it. I'm much more likely to eat my leftovers if I know what they are. I know in my family, unless it's an obviously shaped piece of pizza that's wrapped like a triangle, if it's this amorphous wrapped up piece of something in aluminum foil, it will probably not get eaten. And then at the end of the week, I'm going through it and I'm thinking, this has gone bad and that's gone bad. So I do like to store items in containers that you can see through. And I personally have started getting away from Tupperware. I do use it for my kids for lunch, but I like to use Corningware. There's a lot of nice clear glassware, Pyrex. I like to use that because you can just pop it right out. It's really easy. Take it right out of the refrigerator, stick it right in the microwave. You don't have to take it out of the Tupperware. It doesn't get stained. If it chips, you can recycle it. So that's kind of what I do, just keep especially my leftovers from becoming real leftovers, garbage leftovers.
Now, since you had mentioned earlier in the show that you are a huge condiment connoisseur, do you have any tips for that to make sure that they don't get overwhelmed or junked up?
So condiments are a lot of fun because I like to cook. I have a ton of condiments. I probably have hoisin sauce and teriyaki sauce and all of that. I try to generally not buy that at larger stores. I try to use it a couple of times and then make sure it's done. So I'll buy like a little teriyaki sauce and a little oil or like a little sesame oil, and I try to buy them in smaller jars and smaller servings so that I can use it a few times and be done. I also use an application on my iPhone where I can type in what I want to buy and it stays in there, so when I can always bring my list up over and over again, so I know when it's out. I can say, okay, it's out. I pick up my phone, I tap it to go onto my shopping list, it goes right on my shopping list. So that way, even if I'm buying small amounts, I don't run out. And you know, believe it or not, I do try to make weekly, if not bi-weekly, trips to the supermarket just because I like to have my food fresh and I don't like to have giant jars of this, that, and the other thing. That being said, I do have large ketchups because my kids love ketchup. Yeah, what kid doesn't like ketchup?
Well, you know, if you use it a lot, that makes sense. Now, what would you say to someone who is completely overwhelmed? They're listening like, okay, Liz, we have some good tips here. The first job I ever did organizing, it was a whole home organization job, and by the time I got to the pantry, and this is the only time this has ever happened to me, I was overwhelmed. It was the biggest pantry I had ever seen in my life, and I went in, and I had a complete brain freeze. I was like, oh my gosh, and that's the only time it's ever happened to me, but it was so huge. It was completely overwhelming. So what advice would you have for someone who's overwhelmed by their pantry or fridge?
My advice is go through it one shelf at a time. You know, just pull it out, see what's in there. If it's expired, throw it away. If it's, you're not going to eat it, if you don't like it, if it's not going to be something you like, you want in your pantry, just don't be afraid at that point to get rid of it. And make sure that you know that you're not going to buy it again. And, you know, wipe it down. Put down some contact paper. I like to use not the non-sticky contact paper because then if it gets stained or dirty, it comes up really easy. And just start at one shelf at a time, you know, and make zones for yourself, like I said in the beginning. Just make zones. Say, okay, all the baking items are going to go in the left-hand corner, and all of my spices are going to go in the right-hand corner, and put them together according to how you're going to use them. That way, when you're cooking and you walk up and say, I want to bake cookies, your eyes go right to that spot, and you grab all of the items you need. You can put it out on your countertop, and when you put it away, you swoop it all up and put it away. There's a saying in kitchens called mise en place, which is everything in its place. So once you just start small, create a place for everything, even and it doesn't have to make sense to anybody but you. Just create that little space for everybody, for everything, I should say, and start there.
Outstanding. Now, do you have any final thoughts on clearing the clutter in the fridge and pantry?
I would say just start in one small place and move out from there. If you can do one cabinet, or if you can do one drawer in your refrigerator, and you can just pull it out, wipe it down, put it back, and decide this is only going to be for fruit, just start with there. Start with the next shelf. This is only going to be for my, you know, cheese or my refrigerated snacks or my dips or whatever. And once you get started, if you can do one a week, get your whole refrigerator wiped down, put it all back in, do the same thing with your pantry. It might take you a couple of months if you don't have a lot of time, but then at least you're creating the zone, so when you do go to cook, you can just grab what you need really quickly. You know exactly where it is. You don't have five cinnamons. You don't have rotting tomatoes. Everything's where it needs to be. You can pick it up, put it down, cook with it, and then put it back in the space that you created for it.
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan. I go through my home every single year, every July. It was 10 years before I ever was an organizer, and I go through everything and be like, okay, what hasn't been used? And I have to tell you, since I've done that, it makes it a lot easier. It's not overwhelming. Once you get past that initial, I'm sure as you know, purge of everything and get it organized, then it's easier to maintain.
Yes. And I mean, I wipe down my refrigerator on a weekly basis just to keep it, you know, tipped up. But like you, every April I go through and I pull everything out and I just spend a few hours wiping the refrigerator and the freezer down, cleaning it all, and then just put it back in. And, you know, and then you just, from then on every month, or just, you know, top it off, just assess. And if it takes 15 minutes to assess it once a month to make sure that you don't have three ketchups and you don't have, you know, five different things of spice, the same spice, you know, then you're by the time April or July or whatever month you pick comes around, it isn't so overwhelming.
Now, give us one last final tip to eliminate clutter from any area of life.
My one last final tip is don't be overwhelmed. It's not the end of the world. If you want to do it, just start small. Just take a deep breath. And if all you can handle is doing 5 minutes of it, then just do 5 minutes. But you know how they say you eat an elephant one bite at a time. So organizing can be that big elephant. Just take a bite. And if you can't eat more, just don't. And if you need help, always feel free. There's plenty of organizers out there. We love doing this. This is why we picked our careers. It's our joy to organize. So find an organizer, and we will help you eat that meal.
Fantastic. Now, Liz, speaking of, tell people how they can find out more information about you or any other good stuff you've got going on.
I am in Raleigh, and my website is taylororganizing.com. I work in all parts of your kitchen, and I also do, because I have moved a lot, I also have a lot of help for people who are moving in and out of their homes. So you can find me there at taylororganizing.com. All of my information is on my website, and I'll also be working with a nutritional coach in the future, so we'll be teaming up for some fun stuff for that in the future.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank Liz of Taylor Organizing for joining us today. All right, everyone, I want you to take action and clear some clutter to create the life you choose, desire, and deserve. Thanks again to My Wardrobe Genie for sponsoring today's show. My Wardrobe Genie is an easy, affordable way to organize clothes in your closet and make the clothing you want to wear easy to find in an organized closet when you want it. It means feeling good about what you select from your closet to wear each day. For more information, please visit allsetsolutions.com.
Thanks for joining us on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You can find out more about Julie Caraccio and her services at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.